Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and that things are going the way that you would like them to go. And if they aren't, then guess what? You need to be willing to make some changes, and those changes will make those things that you want to go right, go right. But who's it up to? Totally up to you. The ball's in your court. Time to play. It's game time. Remember what I said before, and I've said it a million times. If you leave the field, you can't play the game. So you got to be in it to win it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today what we are going to talk about is doing the things necessary to get what you want, doing the things necessary to give you a highly successful way to go through life. Now, the list of things that you need to do in your life to make it a beautiful and perfect life are endless. And there's no way that I could possibly cover all of those things in a 30-minute show. Plus that, of course, each individual brings their own flavor, I guess you can say, to the conversation, to the matter at hand, and to the things that are going on. So today we are just going to cover a few things, and those things are the 10 things that highly successful people do that you can do to help to change your life and to put your path, your life on the path of the direction in which you would like it to go. There are 10 things that are common determinators or determiners and that we can do to put ourselves in a position where we can start to achieve the same results that people that seem to be highly effective are doing. These 10 things that highly successful people do and that you can do, or I can do, as Mr. Cohen says, as you go through life, you implement these things and you follow these procedures, you'll start to find that you have success. Remember, too, what I've said about 62 million times. Success is not in a straight line. What happens is success is a series of events. Those series of events are the different things that you need to do to bring, again, joy, happiness, and oneness to your life. So, one of the main things that you need to do is you need to motivate yourself. You need to become very motivated, highly motivated, and you need to have belief. Belief that no matter what it is, that you can do it. Of course, it's going to take some prepping. It's going to take some exercise. It's going to take some work on your part. You know, if you want to lose weight, then what do you have to do? You have to start exercising and you have to diet. You have to change the patterns that you've been having. Those patterns have gotten you where you are. That's as far as they'll take you. And if those patterns have already taken you in the wrong place, then that means you already had some bad patterns and you need to make some changes so that you can replace the good with the bad. Now, I've said this a couple of times when we've had different shows, and I tell people all the time, if you really want to make change in your life, it's not necessarily you stopping from doing the things that you're doing, as in just going cold turkey. What it is we all need to add some things in our lives because, again, like I said, whatever you've done has gotten you where you are. So that means if you want to change in your life, if you want to go in the other direction, then that means you need to do some things to put yourself in the right direction, to get you exactly where you want to go. And that is going to take some practice. It's also going to take some willpower on your side to start getting you where you need to get. So first off, we need to create an atmosphere that, in our heads at least, is positive, and that's going to get us in the framework so that we can go in the direction that we need to go. So if you've got some negative friends, you need to get rid of them. You need to replace them with some positive friends. And I'm not talking about yes men or yes women. I'm not talking about people that are going to agree with you just to agree with you. I'm talking about people that you respect but yet have your best interest at heart. And as you get those new friends, those new acquaintances, those new associates, you need to start weeding out those people that aren't really in your corner, those people that don't really have your best interest in mind. and you need to start putting this process in so that you are slowly but surely doing the things necessary to get you where you need to get. Understand that no amount of education is going to do you any good if you've still got a negative, non-productive attitude in how to move forward with your life. No amount of money is going to solve all your problems, especially if you constantly bring your problems with you. There's one thing that someone said a long time ago, and it's very true. That is, the one thing that is a constant in your life, no matter what you do, is you. So, since you are the number one factor in this book, then that means you need to change you. Why? Because the one thing that keeps reoccurring, no matter how many times things go wrong in your life, the one face that is constant, no matter where you live, no matter where you came from, no matter where you go, is you. So that means that we need to do some internal work on ourselves before we can start blaming the rest of the world for the mishaps or, as we would like to say, inconsistencies that seem to be very consistent in our lives because we're the ones causing it. So, with that said, first thing for a highly motivated person is you have to have an extraordinary purpose. All right, you have to set goals high and always try to reach for the top. It doesn't matter whether you get there or not. There's an old saying that if you want to reach the moon, you reach for the stars. Because if you reach for the stars, then guess what? You're going to definitely hit the moon. Why? Because there's stars way beyond the moon. Number two, are you willing to take risks? Are you willing to do the things necessary and take chances with things that are somewhat unknown? You know, do you have the confidence to step out there and outside of your comfort zone and try new ideas and new strategies to get you where you need to get? Again, if it's going to be, it's up to you. The next thing, are you prepared? Are you prepared and are you ready to participate fully in life? You know, you have to take part in an organization, in your family, in your community. You have to actually participate in life. Life is not a voyeur sport, all right? It's not something that you can sit back on your TV and watch happen. It's something that's happening every day, all right? Number four, are you energetic? Are you willing to jump in with both feet? Are you willing to try things on? Are you willing to have the mental energy necessary to get the things that you want to get done, to get and to get them done? Again, that energy is a very strong motivator to whether you're going to have success or not have success. The other thing is, are you humble? Understand that it doesn't matter if you have 12 doctorate degrees, there's still something that you don't know. There's still a lot of things that you don't know. And even those people that have 12 doctorate degrees, and most people don't know everything. If you have a doctorate's degree, that means that you are an expert in a field. However, the amount of fields in the world, the amount of different subjects in the world, the amount of things that we don't know is endless. And when I say endless, I mean to infinity and beyond. So even somebody with, let's say, 12 PhDs doesn't know it all. Even somebody that's got 20 black belts, and even somebody that's a nuclear physicist or a crystal physicist. And yes, I have friends that are both. Some of them have common sense. Some of them have little common sense. Some of them are what you would call extremely book smart. Some of them are not at all. It doesn't matter. You need to have humility. You need to understand that you need to be humble, and you need to respect everybody and understand that each and every person on this earth has a gift. All right? You cannot be afraid to admit that you don't know it all, but you also have to be eager and continually want to grow and develop. Are you committed to lifelong learning? That's number six. Are you committed to lifelong learning? They say that when you stop learning, you stop growing. So when you stop growing, then that means you've stopped moving forward. You've stopped excelling, all right? It's like a muscle. If you don't exercise it, what happens? It starts to atrophy. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. By the month of August, starting in December, I had already taken 33 different classes, courses, or read books. By the end of the year, I plan to have read or completed probably about 125 courses. Why? Because I already know that I don't know what I don't know, but I need to know as much as I can. Why? Because it's going to make me better. It's going to add to me. It's going to make me, to help me to become the person that I was meant to be. So we're all here for a reason, and we need to start acting like we're here for a reason. So you need to be committed to lifelong learning. Number 7, do you possess an attitude of success? Along with an attitude of success is also an attitude of gratitude. But an attitude of success is acting as if whatever it is that you want to do is possible, understanding that failure is just something that is going to be there in the road. And from those failures, from those mistakes, there really is no such thing as failures, but from those things that don't quite work out, are actually great opportunities for us to learn and even grow a lot more than we did before. There's an old saying, I believe, again, was Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn said that you learn twice as much when you supposedly fail. So he wants you to fail because he feels as though he's giving you a service because he wants to win. So he figures if he beats you and he wins, then he's giving you a service. Why? Because you're learning more than twice as much than you would have if you had succeeded. Again, it's just another way to look at it, but you need to possess an attitude of success. Next thing is, are you persistent? All right? Are you persistent? Do you give up before the game is over? Do you quit? Do you not put the effort in? Do you not feel as though, you know, you have the chutzpah or the determination to make it to that next level? Again, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with what? One step. All right? You start off with one push-up, then you go to 2, then you go to 3. You start off walking 1 mile, then you go to 2, then you go to 3. Next thing you know, you're running a marathon. You take a series of classes when you first start college. Eventually, you finish all of the classes that are in the curriculum, and what do you get? As long as you stayed up to the grade point average, you end up getting a degree. And then from there, you can get another one, and then from there, you can get another one. We've got a saying in the martial arts that even if you punch 10,000 times, you've only begun. And that's how life is. No matter what you do, there's always something else to learn. There's always somebody better. And anybody can get got. So you need to respect not only yourself, but the other people around you. And you need to understand that this is all part of the growing, part of the learning, and part of the development of you. But you need to be persistent. You need to understand never, 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 ever give up. All right? You need to keep on going until you get where you need to get. All right, number 9, you need to strive for health in all aspects of your life. You need to work hard and try to take care of your physical, emotional, spiritual, and intellectual, and social self. All right, society is made up of something called people. People have to be able to communicate with each other. You have to listen twice as much as you want to speak. You also need to observe. All right, they say that God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. He also gave us 2 eyes. We, most people, are very, very sight-orientated, all right? We are very visual. And what does that mean? That means that you can see things and get an idea of what's going on just by looking at what's around you, looking at the person that's talking to you, looking at the person that's dealing with you, while also listening to the things that are going on and keeping your mouth shut as you observe. And as you let your mind be open to take in that new information, to take in those stimuluses that are being thrown out to you, those messages that are subliminal, those messages that are in body language, those messages that you hear in tone and in inflection, those things that you see and put it together. Why? Because it's a puzzle. And if you're missing any parts of any of the pieces, then you're not going to get the picture. You're not going to paint a clear picture of what it is that you need to do and how you need to do it. All right, and number 10, you must raise your adversary or raise yourself. Because guess what? As you raise above the adversity in your life, you raise above that adversity, those little small things, again, are getting you closer and closer to achievement. Understand that you're going to have those hurdles. Understand that you're going to have people get in your way. Understand you're going to run into negative Neds and negative Nellies. Understand that there's different people that are going to always be looking to pull you down or bring you down. But you can be better than that. You can be stronger than that. You can achieve greatness in your life, in your relationship, in your family, in your health, all of the above. We need to eat the right foods. We need to not take in all those toxins. We need to get away from that TV. That TV, ladies and gentlemen, is a tool. It's a tool to sell you stuff. You look at it for entertainment, but understand that that TV, the big thing about that TV is the commercial. It's not that show. It's the commercial. Because the commercial does what? It pays for that program. That program pays the people that produce the television. The people that paid to produce the television and paid to produce the movies, they're getting paid. They're living lives of luxury while you're sitting a sedentary life, sitting there wasting away, wasting something that you cannot return and cannot get back. Again, it's time. That's why I think that the entrepreneurial world is a smart way to go for anybody that has enough energy, enough spirit, and enough intelligence to apply themselves. Don't get trapped in the wheel. Don't get trapped in the system. All right? Don't be controlled by people that don't give a rat's tail about you and aren't going to help you in any way. Raise yourself to a higher level and understand that you are capable of great and fantastic things. God doesn't make junk, as they say. You are not junk. It doesn't matter if you're overweight. If you're overweight and you want to lose weight, lose it. If you're overweight and you don't want to lose weight, then don't lose it. Have fun. Enjoy your life. If you're religious, then be the religious person that you are, but understand that you don't have the right to hurt anybody. You don't have the right to choose another person's path. If you're straight, then be straight and enjoy yourself. If you're gay, then be gay and enjoy yourself. But understand, again, that you don't have the right to hurt anybody else. If you have a high GPA, God bless you. But understand that that doesn't mean that you're better than any other living soul. And if you got issues, then we can give you a tissue. If you think you're better than somebody else, then please know now that you're probably the lowest of low. Why? Because in order for you to hold another person down, you have to pull yourself down. In order for you to keep that person down, if you put your hands on their shoulders and you start to push, guess what? The lower they get, the lower you get, except they're being pushed down by force. You're doing it by choice. But are both of you being lowered? Yes, both of you are being lowered. Are both of you not moving? Yes, both of you aren't moving. However, if you work together as a team, if you get people in there with you to help you to reach the goals that you need to reach, then guess what? You can get a whole lot higher than you ever could have gotten alone. You can get a whole lot further with a team and a whole lot quicker than you would have ever been able to do it by yourself. As Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, you know, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe is possible, he can achieve. And that means you. All right? The secrets to success are really not a whole bunch of secrets. It's just a whole lot of belief. The belief is that you are an amazing and wonderful thing, that you are amazing and wonderfully made, that you can do things that you never dreamed that you can do if you're willing to take forth and do the effort and put the energy into the right areas. And understanding, again, success is not in a straight line. Sometimes you're going to have to step back. Sometimes you're going to have to retool. Sometimes you're going to have to relearn. Sometimes you're going to have to take a chance, and sometimes you're going to have not only hope but belief and then take action on that belief. Understand that all the praying in the world is not going to answer your question if you don't have it in your heart. Understand that if you don't take action, guess what? There could be a whole thing of food in front of you, but you can starve. Also understand that a person can drown in an inch of water. They can't move and they can't get up. So we all go by the grace of God, so they say, and we really do. Anything can happen to anybody. Be thankful for every and each day that you get and cherish those moments. You have family, you have friends, you have parents, you have grandparents. Get with them, talk with them, spend time with them, and get to know them. Why? Because they're your history. They are also your future. And if you treat them badly, then more than likely the people around you, the young people around you, are going to treat you badly. Why? Because they saw how you treated grandma, great-grandma, or what have you, or your fellow man. Understand, there's an old saying. Actually, I was listening to a comedy not too long ago, and the guy was goofing. He's in an interracial relationship. I think his name is Owen. He's a comedian, and he was talking about the fact that he's white and his wife, girlfriend, whatever, is black, so he has interracial kids. And the man makes his money off of making fun of the racial thing. Of course, he doesn't have a problem with it. But the interesting thing is that you ever notice that the things that make you laugh are the things that you observe every day, and you're just looking at them in a different way. And the reason that you're laughing is because somebody's bringing that humor, the humor of the situation to your attention and you can associate with it. That's why it's funny. Anyway, that's a different way to look at life, and that's not what he said. It's just an observation that I made. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the show today and understand that if you want success, you can get success, but you have to get off your butt, you have to take action, and you have to take a chance. All right? Life is about living. Again, it is not a watcher's sport. And again, don't leave the field looking at those little things, those little cares, those little worries. Understand that you can't take everybody with you, but those that want to come and are willing to do their part, then you can let them help you drive. You can let them help you pay for the gas. I'm not saying you need to pay for it by yourself. I'm not saying you need to know the directions by yourself. But look at the clear signs. Look at the things that are in front of you. If you've got a GPS, use your GPS. If you've got a map, use your map. If you've got a compass, use a compass. If you've got somebody else that can show you the way or point it out to you, then take that advice. But take it carefully. Make sure that when you look at your map is orientated in true north so that you're going in the right direction. Don't spin your wheels going around in circles following somebody that means you no good and means you no benefit. Again, life is about living. If you want to live it, then guess what? The world is your oyster. If you don't want to live it and you want to stay in darkness, then stay in your darkness. But please stay away from me. As always, I want to thank you guys for listening to The Zurian Show. It is always a pleasure to share some time with you, and I am definitely humbled each and every time I get the opportunity to speak and share with you. Right now, we are over, I believe, 8,000 listeners, and that's a beautiful thing. And again, like I said, I am very, very humbled for the fact that you listen to me, and I hope that I'm bringing information that is useful, and it is also an extra guide in helping you get where you want to get. Because guess what? One day at a time, one effort at a time, and as long as we don't give up, eventually we'll all get there. Thank you again, and have a great day.